Last week, the CDC issued a new guidance that fully vaccinated people can shed their masks in most circumstances, even indoors, and even around unvaccinated people. For some, the announcement was a long time coming, as the data continues to support that vaccines are very effective at curbing transmission. But others feel it's still a bit too soon. Here to talk with us today is Dr. Travis Glenn, a University of Georgia professor of environmental health science and director of the Institute of Bioinformatics. Welcome to Athens News Matters again.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, we've all had about a week since the announcement was made to process the news. What's your thinking on the new guidance, and what have you heard from other public health officials?
So many people obviously are very happy to be able to not wear masks when it doesn't make sense to wear masks. But there's also a little bit of trepidation among people worried about people who are unvaccinated not being able to recognize whether they're following guidance. It's been a little bit of a bumpy rollout, and I expect that will continue for a while. As people get used to this and we try and get more of the community vaccinated so that more of us are safe.
When you and I talked before, and this was early on in the pandemic, we built this analogy of a castle where there's different layers of defense. And so the social distancing, the masking were like the walls and the drawbridge and then maybe a moat. All of these things worked together to keep the castle safe, and all of these things worked together to keep us safe from COVID-19. So now we have a vaccine that has proven to be very effective. We've now moved away from a couple of the different layers of defense. So I guess my question is the vaccine enough?
Yeah, well, so if you want to stay with that analogy, I think you can essentially feel that if you're fully vaccinated, that's like having a great suit of armor. So you don't need to be in a castle. You don't need to be behind a moat. And even if the vaccine isn't great, because there's variation among people's responses and among the different vaccines, it's still a good suit of armor. And so I think people who have been fully vaccinated and, are several weeks beyond that, they are in good shape. There's very few situations where they need to get worried. What we worry more about are the people who aren't wearing suits of armor. So they still need those layers of protection. And there are going to be community members who can't get suits of armor, right? So the immunocompromised, which includes pregnant women. So we want to provide protection to those people, by having as many people in the community vaccinated as possible and keeping the case rates as low as we can.
So clearly, if you're not vaccinated, that would be a condition for wearing a mask. Are there other conditions that you can think of where maybe even a vaccinated person would wear a mask?
Yeah. So the ones that are on the CDC website are things like public transportation. It's also the case if you're around someone who's ill, right, who has any signs of having COVID, you should wear a mask. Or if you're around someone who's immunocompromised, even though the odds are really low that if you're vaccinated, you would give it to them, it's not zero. And we want to be as safe as possible.
Dr. Travis Glenn is an environmental health science professor at UGA and the director of the Institute of Bioinformatics. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Chris. And I appreciate all the efforts that UNW-UGA have done to keep our community safe.